Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After blocking a Senate move to vote on increasing coronavirus stimulus checks on Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced an alternative proposal. In it, the checks are increased from $600 to $2,000, but it comes with attachments that may not work, probing allegations of election fraud and a repeal of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which protects social media platforms from being sued, are included. Congressman-elect Luke Letlow of Louisiana's 5th District died Tuesday evening from a heart attack brought on by COVID-19. He was 41 years old. Thousands of residents in Aspen, Colorado were left without heat during the near-zero-degree weather after vandals, possibly green activists from the environmental group Earth First, attacked the city's natural gas system Monday. The vandals reportedly attacked three separate Black Hills Energy gas lines, one in Aspen and two in Pitkin County, affecting roughly nearly 3,500 residents. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Here's a story that will not be broadcast on mainstream media. The most admired man in America right now, President Donald Trump. USA Radio News Dan Naraki has more on the Gallup poll.
According to a new poll, President Trump is the most admired man in America. The yearly Gallup poll shows Trump edging out former President Obama to take the top spot this year. President-elect Joe Biden, Pope Francis, the Dalai Lama, and LeBron James also made the top 10. The sitting president has been named most admired in 60 of the poll's 74 years. Michelle Obama took the top spot as the most admired woman, with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris in second, and First Lady Melania Trump in third. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The United Kingdom has authorized use of AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine, becoming the first country to approve an easy-to-handle shot that its developers hope will become the vaccine of the world. The United States has found its first case of the COVID-19 variant that has been seen in the UK and is thought to be more transmissible. The case involves a man in his 20s who is in an isolation southeast of Denver, Colorado. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Less than a week away, the Georgia Senate runoffs will decide the fate of power in the United States. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
With a week to go before a pair of Senate runoff elections in Georgia, more than 2.3 million people have already voted. About 1.5 million have taken advantage of in-person early voting, while another 800,000 mail-in ballots have been received. Representative Elise Stefanik says it's vital for Georgia Republicans to get out and vote. The New York Republican tells Fox News that Georgia is the only thing keeping radical Democrats from control of the Senate.
This is something that the RNC, as well as the Republican Senate majority, is really focused on, as well as the Georgia GOP, making sure that we have ballot integrity and security in our election system. Every vote matters, and we need to make sure that every Republican voter turns out, because if our voter turns out, we win. We cannot hand over the control of the United States Senate to Chuck Schumer. I see it in New York, how radical far left he is. He does not represent mainstream America. Certainly, he doesn't represent my district or mainstream Georgia. So for those, we need them to turn out to vote. Early vote is now until Thursday or in person on election day. Every vote's going to matter. matter in this race.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Japanese company Sumitomo Forestry has announced a joint development project with Kyoto University to test the idea of using wood as a component in satellite construction. Some of the major components in most satellites include aluminum, Kevlar, and aluminum alloys, which are able to withstand both temperature extremes and constant bombardment by radiation. The major benefit of wood-based satellites is they would burn up completely when returning to Earth. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Bryant.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Mozambique is a country where there's a great spiritual hunger. Many looking to learn more about the gospel had nowhere to turn. So the Tide Ministry initiated a Bible training radio program in the Chichewa language to equip pastors to be spiritual leaders in their communities and congregations. One listener shared his appreciation of a broadcast on selected verses from Matthew and John, describing how a Christian walk should look, highlighting the narrow road and pronouncing Christ as the only way to salvation. The listener shares that now he knows Jesus to be the way and the truth. It is a blessing to hear from people eager to know the truth, and through the Tide Radio broadcast are now able to learn what the Bible teaches.
To learn more about how the Tide Radio programs are helping to train pastors and share the gospel with listeners in Mozambique, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Fresh and independent, this is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us now, best-selling author of 25 books since 2004, six on New York Times bestseller list, two on the number one New York Times bestseller list, founder and CEO of CorsiNation.com. Jerome, how have you been?
I've been great, Bill. Good to talk to you again. I'm real pleased to be on your show again.
Well, as always, we appreciate you coming on to talk the whole truth and nothing but. So much going on right now, especially as it relates to voter fraud. Hard to deny, but the establishment media and all the acolytes and those that want to refer as Joe Biden as president-elect are all in denying these obvious indications of voter fraud and ballot stuffing. What say you?
Well, I think Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell are doing a really brilliant job of getting this evidence in front of the American people. I mean, when you listen to these witnesses one after the other, they're very convincing because they're telling the truth, and you can see they're telling the truth. I mean, it's kind of like, the old country western song, "Who do you want to believe, me or your lying eyes?" You know, I don't think our eyes are lying. We see what we see.
Exactly.
And this is the best proof of fraud you could get is to have these people come out and just tell you what happened. And these stories are horrendous. The piles of ballots showing up and nobody to complain to about them, and having GOP challengers shouted out and screamed at with obscenities thrown out of the room. I mean, this is not the way an election is conducted in the United States of America. And I think American people seeing this are outraged. I am.
Well, it was systemic. I mean, from the get-go, the Democrats made an early move, and shame on the Republicans not to see this. I mean, it's almost like what happened in California in the midterms the last time around, Jerome, is that in the dark of night, Newsom authorized ballot harvesting in California. And we had a lot of seats, House seats, turned, from red to blue overnight. I mean, that's unheard of, short of some sort of, crazy stuff going on in the government, but to flip that many seats in a midterm, you had to know it was suspicious. And of course, you find out that the Republicans were asleep at the wheel, allowed the Democrats to ballot harvest, and they ballot harvest like crazy, and they were able to turn these seats around. Now this time around, the Republicans finally caught on to the game, and they fought back, and look how many seats got turned back from blue to red.
Well, and what you're seeing here is obvious. I mean, the Democrats have been telegraphing that they're going to do this. They've been talking about voter fraud. As you say, in California, they tested it out. They had the great computer system with Obama micro-targeted everybody, but and they could actually go out and find individuals to bring them to on iPads to bring them to vote. It was a very efficient system. Mm-hmm. It didn't work in 2016, so I guess they decided they didn't need a candidate and they didn't need voters. They were just going to make it all up.
Yeah, they need a machine. If they could get the hardware and the software, they're in.
Well, and it was obvious how they did it. They miscalculated and they got caught because middle of the night they had to stop the counting and come in with these truckfuls of ballots in order, and it was obvious to everybody. But the whole idea of mail-in balloting from the beginning was fraudulent.
Mm-hmm.
And, Bill, I don't think it's really the GOP and many ways, it is not Trump's base. Trump's base is not the GOP.
Mm-hmm.
I'm arguing that Trump's base is the middle America. It's the people who love the United States and the Constitution and believe in God and want traditional values. And, you know, this is the core of America, what Rush Limbaugh calls the flyover country, because you've got New York and the West Coast, and those are the two loony areas of the country, as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, the point is, the Democratic Party, we've got a realignment. There are certain elections are realignment of voters. And this one is that the Democrats are now the Marxists. They're clearly a socialist Marxist party.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they're going to throw out the moderates. And, and the GOP is an establishment party. I mean, I think the GOP would be just as happy if Trump left, because they could get back to making money with the Democrats and selling out the public interest for personal gain.
Mm-hmm.
They get that game down very nicely with all the lobbyists and, you know, the bloated multinational corporation budgets and the globalist thinking that dominates the GOP, the Davos community.
Right, exactly.
So I think, you know, basically the American people are, the Democrats who are moderate are coming over and voting for Trump. And you're seeing the minorities vote for Trump because Trump is not exploiting them. You know, this whole idea of racism, which is just another scheme, you know, give me your wallet and I'll keep most of it myself, and then we'll have these blacks, they'll be our victims, we'll give them something, but won't give them very much. It's all a scheme for the elite to con everybody, and I think finally, one of the great benefits of 2020 is we see out in the streets who these people really are, and, you know, they're out there with their demonic, you know, screaming and screeching and burning and looting and they're in your face, and they won't want to let you talk, and they cheat on elections. Americans are saying, hey, we don't want this. If this is the Democratic Party, we don't need it. You know, and I think finally, I wrote this ebook on my website, which is that Trump wins, and I'm 100% confident Trump is going to win, 100% confident. And I think he saw it last night in that speech he gave in the White House. The end game will be in the courts. The end game will be in the courts, and Trump has a lock solid arguments when it comes to this in the courts, and he will win.
Is this a case where, you know, you finally get to the end of the lies? You just, the lie finally exposes itself, and that's the lie that breaks the camel's back, so to speak. Are we at that point of climax in our political process? Because the Democrats have been lying for decades now. I mean, even anecdotally, you've got stories where Joe Biden had slipped up and said, you know, I say it's a slip, a gaffe, maybe it wasn't, but he was very honest in saying that he had constructed the most effective voter fraud organization ever. I mean, he said this back in September before the election. And here we are. We're seeing this play out. And you're going, where is the disconnect from the mainstream media, the establishment media, and even our political system to not be in an uproar about all this that's taken place?
Well, I think you've got a good point. I mean, this is kind of a great awakening is what, you know, everybody has been calling it. It is, because we have an opportunity to see what have we done. We've let our country get to this.
Yes.
You know, we've abandoned God. We haven't put back we aren't teaching our children American values. We have this weird lifestyle that the left wants to push on everyone, and homeless in the streets and drugs for everybody. And it's not the way people want to live. And finally, the left has been, communists have wanted to take over the Democratic Party since the 1950s. as their method of taking over America. And finally, the great advantage of Donald Trump is he drove the left insane, and they made their move now. I think they made their move too early. They should have waited until people of my generation were dead and long gone. I mean,
right.
You know, because I understand the American values. I was raised by a family. My mother and father went through World War II.
Right.
And
let's pause for now because we got to go to break, and we'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Dr. Jerome Corsi after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Nineteen minutes. minutes after the top of the hour, Fresh and Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. And our conversation with Dr. Jerome Corsi continues. Jerome, as you were recalling, your life, similar to mine, my parents, hardworking, World War II veteran, father is a medic in the Battle of the Bulge with Patton, raised nine kids, raised on, you know, love of God and country and family, you know, these hardy American values that have, you know, blended this incredible resource of immigrants into this country. I mean, what a beautiful melting pot of, you know, potential and human experience that America has become.
Well, there's nothing like it in the history of the world, these kinds of freedoms. And it was crafted by our founding fathers. The Constitution will pull us through here again.
Yes.
And it has safeguards built into it, which I lay out in this book, Trump Wins, this e-book on CorsiNation.com. And I really urge people to read it. It came on me. I had to write this book. Thanksgiving I started, wrote it 4 days. It was not, I couldn't get up from the typewriter. It was so... there's no typewriters anymore. The keyboard
processor, yes,
laptop.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you know, this is the America I love. This America with all people should want to live in. And these people hate America. You know, the left is hating America. They want to send John Kerry back to the Middle East to get Iran refunded. Well, Iran will build a nuclear weapon. We'll be on the verge again of a nuclear war in the Middle East or globally in 2022. Is this what people want? More taxes? Look, there is no possible way this 70 million people plus voted for Biden. It didn't happen.
Yes.
And this is wrong. I mean, what you're seeing, with regards to the mainstream media denying everything, and I think Donald Trump's second term, he just needs to cancel the broadcasting license for NBC and MSNBC and CBS and a whole bunch of them. They're not broadcasting news anymore.
No.
This is not news.
Right.
They have a license. And by the way, the press corps, throw the press corps out of the White House. These are not press. These are people who are little sycophantic. They want to catch you with gotcha games. They don't listen to you. They're leftists. Throw them out. They're not news. They should have protection under the First Amendment if they're news, not these special privileges to broadcast their communism and their lies to us 24 hours a day. And turning them off is not good enough. They should be, you know, this is one case where they don't have the license to broadcast if they're going to, as a news organization, if they're not going to deliver news.
Mm-hmm. Well, more and more people have already made that decision. Everyday reasonable patriots, Jerome, have just turned them off. They're just not listening. They're not listening to them. They have lost all credibility. You know, here they are missing this huge headline. I wrote this commentary a couple of weeks back that when have you ever known in the history of journalism where journalists would ignore probably one of the biggest headlines of the millennium? That we had this massive voter fraud take place, that Joe Biden somehow garnered 80 million votes from his bunker in his home, hardly went out, hardly spoke with the press, but yet he garnered more votes than Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. How would that be possible? But yet the establishment media has ignored the big headline. They're not chasing it down. I mean, there's, you know, what happened? What happened to the Bernsteins of the world that went after... you know, headlines like this to reveal the truth and to make sure that they were providing a service to the American people.
Well, even the Bernsteins were going after a Republican president, and he was happy to do that.
Right.
And the press was happy to have him do that. I mean, you talk about the Battle of the Bulge. I wrote a book on the Battle of Bastogne and the Battle of the Bulge called No Greater Value, it was called.
Right.
And you have journalists of that day embedded in the army, reporting from Bastogne when it was under siege. And I went back and read in the New York Times and the Washington Post, all the newspapers of the day. I mean, these were brave journalists, and they were reporting the truth.
Yes.
And, you know, the first reports of General McAuliffe and Bastogne telling nuts to the Germans when they wanted him to surrender, which was an electrifying response to the Germans, went all across the world that they'd said that. It was on the inside page of the New York Times when it was first done, because the reporter didn't even realize the significance of it, but he was there. And that's the, you know, we've lost that today. They get a talking point. I mean, Fox is getting to be unwatchable, though Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham. Yeah. And I think it was Tucker the other day who showed a series of clips from the mainstream media. They all had the same talking point. They all had the same, and it was all a lie.
Right.
And they did this all through the Russian collusion. I mean, these people are now learning psychological operations of misinformation and propaganda, and they're about as reliable as Joseph Goebbels was with his big lie.
Well, look what how James O'Keefe caught him. You know, CNN and Zuckerberg. I mean, that is blatant, but that seems to be pretty typical with the establishment media today, does it not?
Yeah, well, I'm very proud of James O'Keefe. I've gotten to know him over the years, and he's a brilliant guy and courageous. And all he's doing is telling you the truth.
Exactly.
And it's the same feeling I have about watching these people at these hearings that Rudy Giuliani is holding, where they're telling the truth. I mean, that one woman who was from India in the hearing where the representative was saying, "You're liars, you're all lying." She said, "Wait a minute, I took an affidavit." And she said, you want me to do it? I'll take an oath right here."
Right.
Said the problem is with the liars are the ones who change their stories, because they have to have memory to, you know, good mind memory to lie. Now, you wake me up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you're going to get the same story from me, lady, because I'm telling you the truth.
Right.
Well, that was powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That made an impact. And
had the story of that the postal worker. He's shuffling off hundreds of thousands of ballots, from New York to Pennsylvania. What's all that about?
Well, and these people are just saying this is wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't. I don't know what the law is. They can say to you, but this is not right.
Yes.
And they're desperate to tell somebody now. The Democrats thought they could get away with this because they thought they could get away with everything.
Mm-hmm.
They thought they could get away with Biden and Hunter Biden and stealing money out of Ukraine. And Hillary thought she'd get away with her server. And Barr's in there saying, well, we need, there's no proof of fraud. Well, what Barr is saying is there's no trial that establishes someone who is guilty of fraud. But you don't need that. You don't need that to get into the Supreme Court. Supreme Court has decisions. John Richards has a decision, Abbott v. Perez, 2018. And he used voter data on a case involving gerrymandering of Latinos. You can introduce evidence which says, you know, I can prove to you that there's fraud going on this election. I can't tell you this guy's a criminal or that guy's a criminal. We don't have time for a trial.
Right.
Give me time. I'll go after those people.
Right.
But I can tell you there's fraud here, and it isn't right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, the American people are going to agree. It isn't right. It isn't right.
And you even have non-politicos. I mean, in a couple of cases, people weren't, you know, one guy didn't even vote. And another one was, he considered himself to be libertarian. So he's not, pro-Trump. He wasn't pro-Trump. He was just, you know, in what you're saying, and this is what we grew up with, even as little kids. I mean, at 2 years old, you figure out what's fair, right? And so here we are as adults, and we say, hey, this isn't fair. We've only got a little more than a minute here, Dr. Corsi, and I wanted to again address the book, How Trump Wins. Just summarize that real quick and tell everybody how they can be in touch with you and get their hands on this new ebook, How Trump Wins.
Trump Wins is an ebook, and it's on my CorsiNation.com website, CorsiNation.com. You can download it. You buy it very simply in the front page and download it. You get a confirmation with a link in it. You can have the book really as soon as you buy it. When you get the confirmation, you have the book by clicking that link.
Dr. Jerome Corsi has been our guest, New York Times best-selling author, and, of course, the founder and CEO of CorsiNation.com. Dr. Corsi, thank you as always. Appreciate the time. Take care. Godspeed.
Thank you. Godspeed. Thank you, Bill.
New Year's Eve marks a fresh start and a new beginning. And with that in mind, Kia Motors America is ringing in the arrival of 2021 with a massive New Year's celebration. The party started in early December when the all-new Kia Sorento SUV embarked on a coast-to-coast tour of the U.S. with a mission to deliver the iconic 2021 New Year's Eve numerals to Times Square. National Geographic documented the journey entitled The World's First Storytelling Machine, capturing inspirational stories along the way. And as the official sponsor of the New Year's Eve countdown, Kia will help honor frontline workers in Times Square on New Year's Eve. James Bell, Director, Corporate Communications, Kia Motors America.
To recognize and thank them for their hard work and dedication, Kia will transport frontline workers and their families so they can safely experience the thrill of New Year's Eve in Times Square. The families will be shuttled to and from Times Square in a fleet of Kia Sorento and Telluride SUVs.
For more, visit Kia.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
After blocking a Senate move to vote on increasing coronavirus stimulus checks on Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced an alternative proposal. In it, the checks are increased from $600 to $2,000, but it comes with attachments that may not work, probing allegations of election fraud and a repeal of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which protects social media platforms from being sued, are included. Congressman-elect Luke Letlow of Louisiana's 5th District died Tuesday evening from a heart attack brought on by COVID-19. He was 41 years old. Thousands of residents in Aspen, Colorado were left without heat during the near-zero-degree weather after vandals, possibly green activists from the environmental group Earth First, attacked the city's natural gas system Monday. The vandals reportedly attacked three separate Black Hills Energy gas lines, one in Aspen and two in Pitkin County, affecting roughly nearly 3,500 residents. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. Come, ransom captive Israel. How long until you come again? Bring evil's final end.
Listening to the music of Perry LaHaye from his new project, Him. It's his third full-length release, his first full-length album in 7 years, and of course tells the grand epic story of God, which began in the heart of God. And the music artist and the nationally syndicated radio host, Perry LaHaye, joins us now. Hey, Perry, Merry Christmas. How are you?
Hey, same to you, Bill. So good to be with you.
Hey, what a great project. I mean, I say great project, and then I think about all that you're doing right now, and it's been a heck of a ride for you.
Yeah, yeah. My plate is full, but, you know, just trying to take one step at a time and share and show the love of Jesus.
Yeah, amen. I mean, you've been able to use your musical platform, of course, as a nationally syndicated radio host as well, that platform. And, you know, God bless you for doing it because, you know, especially this time of year, and with all that we've been going through, Perry, I mean, people, you know, people are praying, you know, believe it or not, they're praying like never before. I'm seeing, and I'm, you know, like what I call bonfires of repentance and revival that's taking place. I know we're looking for this magnificent crescendo of repentance and revival that's taking, but I'm seeing it right now is kind of like bonfires, just waiting, you know, to connect and come together in a dramatic way. And what a time if this could be, you know, the season, the culmination of all that we've been going through, you know, the chaos and you know, the death. And, you know, some are even looking at this as a period of judgment and shaking, as Jonathan Cahn has put it. And, you know, I believe God's trying to talk to us. The question is, are we listening?
Yeah. You know, Paul says the creation is groaning,
Yes.
waiting for the children of God to be revealed, waiting for the freedom of the children of God, which is referring to the new heavens and the new earth and the redemption of all of creation and the redemption of our bodies. You know, this is what history is moving toward. And so I think that what's going on in the world today is birth pains,
mm-hmm.
you know, and as the birth pains get closer and closer together, that means the birth is about to happen. And what's going to happen with a birth? It's going to be new heavens and new earth. But I think before that, you know, coming out of this COVID time and just the upheaval in our world, I'm just praying for, like you say, a great spiritual awakening in the world where, you know, we come out of this thing and we realize God just did some amazing things and the nations are coming to Christ like never before. I'm
exactly.
hoping that that's happening now and that as we come out of this, we'll just see an amazing harvest.
Well, I believe it was, I want to say Spurgeon who said this. No, it was Charles Finney who said, you know, a revival happens when it's most needed. And I think we're pretty close here right now, and we might be on the brink of what you are hoping to see, and for me and others as well. And, you know, and it seems also to occur when things are seemingly the darkest. I mean, here we are, our country is in chaos. We've had a summer of Black Lives Matter and, you know, George Floyd and all kinds of upheaval, culminating with a election that is very suspicious. I think at least you can say that. And you're wondering, okay, what is the future of America that we grew up with? You know, just because it was doesn't mean that it always will be. But we also are aware, people of faith, that God has, no matter what, you know, Democrats, Republicans, political forces, the communists, Chinese, whatever, go down the list, whatever they planned and purpose, it's nothing compared to God's intent and his plan, his ideal plan for his creation, right? Because nothing is going to interrupt, you know, God's trajectory for his creation.
Yeah, my new record, Hymn, which has some original songs and reimagined hymns,
mm-hmm.
just really talks about this great story of God. And we're in the midst of this great story of God. It wasn't our idea. It was his.
Exactly.
And it's the story of a great prince who left his palace, who left his throne, who left everything to rescue the ones that he loves. And, you know, you and I who have put our trust in Jesus Christ have been rescued, and we get to become rescuers to share this good news. The good news is going out to all the nations, and where this is all headed, Bill, is the beginning of the real story.
Exactly.
C.S. Lewis puts it that way. The beginning of the real story, which no one on earth can tell, which goes on forever and ever, and in which every chapter is better than the one before. And it's just helpful for me to see the big arc of God's story, where it's been, where we are, where it's going, and it gives me a purpose. I have a purpose. I'm here. Mm-hmm. I know who I am. I'm Abba's beloved son. Anyone who trusts in Jesus, we're adopted into his family. So I know who I am. We can know who we are. And I know why I'm here. I'm here mm-hmm. to be a blessing.
Exactly.
You know, you're a blessing in your work,
mm-hmm.
and it looks different for each person, the way in which we bless the world. But we know why we're here, and we know who we are.
Who we are and whose we are. And the fact that you say that, you know, he came to save those who loved him, but even those that didn't love him, you know, this was, you know, an all-inclusive opportunity. And no matter where you are today, you still have that choice. Are you going to choose Jesus over the things of this world? And right now, I mean, the world's on full display big time in our culture, Perry, as you know. And I think that people are frightened by the option that stands before them, but they shouldn't be frightened, because if you choose rightly, it will go well with you. I mean, God told us early on in that conversation with Cain, if you choose right, will it not go well for you? And this is an opportunity. And I've said this before, is that every once in a while in life, I don't know about you, but I've been able to observe that there are some moments that are more important, more critical than others. And those moments that are so critical demand a critical and significant choice. And it starts with our relationship with Christ. If you have not, if you've not made that choice, then everything else, I mean, you might as well be a cork out in the ocean just being bobbed around and, you know, just floating aimlessly and hoping to try to make sense. But you can't make sense out of life. You can't make sense out of COVID and all the stuff that's going on, or even in the political environment, outside of understanding who Christ is. If you understand who Christ is and you're a follower of Christ, we're not threatened by this. We're not fearful by this. We're not worrying about whether or not we wear a mask and, you know, not wear a mask, whether we get vaccinated or not get vaccinated. We're covered by Christ himself, are we not?
Yeah, I started following Jesus, Bill, when I was 10 years old, but during my teenage years, I don't think I ever succeeded morally. I failed every single moral test,
mm-hmm.
and I was filled with so much shame. And I was playing basketball one night at the rec center in Sheboygan, Michigan, and I destroyed my ankle, experienced a very severe ankle sprain. My friends carried me home, put me on the couch, asked my mom to pray for me. Mom just went to be with Jesus a few days ago.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And she prayed, and Jesus, I kid you not, immediately took the pain out of my ankle, healed the shame in my heart. He embraced me. You know, not I didn't see him, but he embraced mm-hmm. me. He said, I love you. He said, follow me. And that was when I was at my worst. So Jesus is looking for sinners mm-hmm. like me. And
right.
you probably feel the same way. And that's
yes.
what gives us purpose for life.
Yeah, without a doubt. Here heals your heart through your ankle. Go figure, huh?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
you gotta love God.
You can't make stuff up.
No, you can't. But this is your personal experience. Like the blind man, he didn't get it either. He just said, hey, all I know is blind. Now I see. I'm not a big theologian, but I can just tell you the difference in my life. And that's what's so cool about our personal stories.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Music from Perry LaHaye from his new album, Him, as in H-I-M, which is all about God, right? And this cut, Cast Yourself In, you know, this is a call 100% without exception. I mean, you can't go in with just a big toe. Let's just go all the way in, right, Perry?
Yeah, you know, there's a river of life flowing, and that river of life is Jesus, and the first step is to take a drink and be made new by Jesus. Mm-hmm. But then we start hearing the river, Jesus saying, jump into the river. And when we jump full body into the river, it takes us to people and places who need Jesus. And so, mm-hmm. Yeah, the call is to just be full in. You know, Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, when Christ bids a man, he bids him come and die. And so I think that this is the call to the follower of Jesus to, you know, not try to hold on to our lives, but to give our lives away for the cause of his kingdom.
And as you said, following the example of Christ himself, and, you know, the last time you and I talked, we talked a lot about your heart and your ministry to the Muslim world. Give us an update.
Yeah, so I do a lot of things, but just to simplify, I'm a worship leader for Frontiers USA. Mm-hmm. And Frontiers' mission is, with love and respect, inviting all Muslim peoples to follow Jesus. So we have teams of people all across the Muslim world. And Bill, some amazing things are happening in the Muslim world. Since the year 2000, probably, more Muslims have decided to follow Jesus than in the previous 1,400 years of Islam.
Wow.
And it really has come out of a prayer movement that began back in the, say, 1980s, and God just began to hear prayers, and Muslims started coming to faith, and now I think we're just on the tip of the iceberg. We're seeing the tip of the iceberg in terms of how many more Muslims are going to come to faith in Jesus. But we've got Frontiers workers, you know, medical workers, farmers, artists, business people, English teachers, classic car salesmen, you know, just in Muslim communities with their vocation, being a blessing, building relationships, introducing Muslims to Jesus. And we're seeing amazing things. I mean, I've just got some real specific horrific stories of like Book of Acts kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, share them with us. We love stories because, you know, the thing is all these stories point to God's ultimate plan. I mean, there is a reason. You know, when you see things like this that occur and you see this center, I'm you know, part of my perspective and wiring that God has designed me with is marketing. So I look at trends. I look at what's happening. I for some reason, the idea of Wayne Gretzky lately has been coming up in conversation, that what made Wayne Gretzky so exceptional is he tells that he never went to the puck. He went to where the puck was going. And that's kind of been my perspective with, you know, considering what God is doing in the spiritual realm, is that you start realizing, and, you know, God has opened my eyes to see this wave, in a sense, this energy that is building up, that is heading to that final chapter of Revelations.
Yeah. And, you know, while God is really moving in the Muslim world, there are over 1,000 Muslim people groups that still don't have messengers of the gospel. And Frontiers is all about, you know, sending people who have that passion to go, frontiersusa.org. But my son was in the Middle East this last year, and he was, you know, reaching out to Muslims. He was attending some university classes and building relationships with Muslims. And he met a guy who was not a believer at the time, Muslim background, came from a very conservative Muslim family. In fact, when he was 13 years old, his mom had committed adultery, and his dad gave him the gun, 13 years old, and said, "You kill her."
Oh, wow.
And he wouldn't do it.
Mm.
And so he was kicked out of the family, you know, just sort of ended up on the streets, in a sense. Brilliant kid, though. Ended up in a university where my son was at, serving with other followers of Jesus. And this young man had a dream of Jesus just this last year. And he told my son and my son's team about the dream. And he received Jesus into his life. And he's just a brilliant guy. And he got cancer. He got brain cancer just in these last several months. But even with brain cancer, he has translated Nabil Qureshi's book, Seeking Allah, Finding Jesus, into his own language. I don't know if you're familiar with that book.
Oh, yes. Wow. Wow. That is unbelievable.
Translated that book. Well, I just got a text this morning from my son, and this guy, Muslim background, believer in Jesus, he got up this morning, or a couple mornings ago, and the Lord said, "Your cancer is gone. You need to go to the doctor." Went to the doctor. He's cancer free. The Lord has healed him.
Wow. Now you tell me, what other God does that?
Yeah, I mean, that's my story is,
yeah,
you know, that Jesus healed my ankle and through that healing showed me his love. And that's what the Lord is doing in the Muslim world. He's showing up through dreams and visions and miracles and healings to show him, to show them that he is for them and that he loves them, because there are barriers. Muslims have
the prejudiced viewpoints and preconceived notions. They've been inculcated and it's been programmed into them. We understand that.
Yeah.
You know, but this is the power of good over evil and the power of the truth of God, right? Because when you speak that word, that aptly spoken word that the book of Proverbs talks about, it's inarguable. It steers the spirit at such depths that it is it's beyond, you know, human control. I mean, you can resist it and whatever, but that's the stuff that gnaws away at you and wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, having you stare at the ceiling tiles because you know that you've been confronted with the truth. And now, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, and the Lord Jesus is breaking through the prejudices that Muslims have about Christianity.
Right.
And I think that there's a message in this for us as believers in Jesus, because we have prejudices toward Muslims. We have fears toward Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that Jesus is going directly to Muslims through dreams and visions is not only to say, "Hey, I love you, Muslim world," but
yes,
it's also to say to you and me as followers of Jesus, look what I'm doing. I
exactly
love these people. get through your fears, move past any hatred you may have or anger you may have, and join me in what I'm doing in the Muslim world.
Exactly. Tell us another story.
Yeah, so Rebecca is a passionate follower of Jesus in Iran. And Bill, we're told that Iran probably has the fastest growing church in the world right now. It's all underground. God is doing amazing things in Iran. Rebecca is one of the Muslim background believers in Iran. And she and her husband were going to spend some time to meet up with some friends, and they were running late. They had to stop at the grocery store. Rebecca just loved sharing Jesus with everybody, and her husband said, just go into the store, get what you need, come out. I know you want to tell Jesus, tell everybody in there about Jesus, but we're late. And so she went in, and she passed an imam at the door. He was just standing at the door. This is like a Muslim version of a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
She resisted the urge to talk with him, went in, came out, passed him again. They started driving off, and she just felt compelled to go back, and her husband agreed. She went back, and she went up to this guy and gave him a Bible, this imam. And the tears just started coming down his face. And he said, I had a dream of Jesus last night, Isa al-Masih, Jesus the Messiah. He said, come to this place and someone would bring me a Bible. And that's exactly what happened right then.
Now, the risk that this woman took to do this, it has to be God,
mm-hmm.
you know, that she would be protected because, as you know, in some parts of the world, to give somebody a Bible, I mean, that's a death sentence.
Yeah, she did take a risk. And there are people, Muslim background believers in Jesus, who are taking risks all the time. I mean, we look at the followers of Jesus, the closest followers of Jesus, the disciples, the apostles, you know, Peter, James, John, and so forth. It didn't end very well for them. In terms of their physical life. I mean, Paul had his head chopped off, and Peter, we're told, was crucified upside down.
Mm-hmm.
But they were looking for a better city. They
yes.
were looking for a better world, and they knew they had a message that could change this world and that would give us a reason to live in a world that just doesn't work the way it should be.
Well, Perry, we've got to wrap things up. We've got about a minute left here. The album, Hymn, what's the takeaway that you want for the listeners to get from this blessing?
Yeah. Well, for the record, Hymn, the album, Hymn, that it's all about, I would like, if you check this out, I want you to be recaptured by how amazing God's grace is. God's grace is astounding, and sometimes I just take it for granted, and I don't want to ever take it for granted. But as you get captured by the amazing grace of Jesus through these songs, I hope that you'll sense the call to turn outward to the world that so desperately needs the world, because there's grace not just for you and me and the few of us, but there's grace for the whole world. And that's why we're here, to bring the blessing of Jesus to the planet in the unique ways in which he has gifted us.
Well, the album will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Perry LaHaye has been our guest. Perry, thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, buddy.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.